bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
That's that clip you said you liked.
That's the one right there. That's that. That's the
Give
one.
Give it a chance.
So it kind of just, it kind of rolled into
Give
what we were talking about earlier.
So
He's
we got to qualify.
Give him a chance.
So we got a qualifier, right?
Yeah, we got a winner. We got a winner chicken dinner. Of
well,
the one
qualifier.
Call, that's all Gruber 5, a qualifier. You win to qualify. Just be clear. Yeah. You ain't win the 5K. You just
yet.
Win the option to be considered a winner for the 5K. Let's not be confused. Don't come up here looking for this money. We ain't got your money. Don't come up
for
here.
My check.
Don't come up here looking for the money.
For my check.
Knocking on the windows in the Third right. Street Market talking right. about, I want my but, five.
Where my five? Hold up that hand.
All you see is holding up five.
Five fingers. five.
I want my five. Where my five? Okay. The winner's name is Sylvester Ree Robertson. X. Correct me.
Correct, but I don't think we're supposed to say the last name.
We're not supposed to say his last
Sylvester.
Name?
Sylvester.
Ooh.
Sylvester or Sylvester?
I'm
sorry.
Y'all
sir.
Leave him alone.
Okay.
I'm multitasking.
Y'all leave this him is, alone. Don't try is, to. He ain't got this, the money yet.
This is Xavier's first.
He does not have the money yet, so don't
we
come.
We breaking him in. Don't.
If he owe you money, don't go looking
don't
for
go,
him.
Don't come up here looking for
if he may owe some child
Sylvester.
Support, don't come looking
don't,
for him. Whatever it is, don't go looking for this brother. Because he ain't. I said his whole name I wasn't supposed to. So if I get sued, it's on the truth.
Okay.
Hopefully y'all got some good lawyers.
Okay. Woo.
Oh, see, this is what happened when me and Bailey get up here, y'all. We get to clowning and having fun. It's Friday, too.
Okay.
And then we both work jobs.
We both work
This is
jobs.
Like our third job.
Exactly.
So it's
it
like,
really is.
It is.
It really
for both
is.
Of us, right?
For
this
both
is, this
of
is
us.
The this is the third yeah. tier, not third tier, but it's the third job that we have
yep.
on our Rolodex of jobs. So
exactly.
we like Steve Harvey
yeah.
in that sense.
In that sense.
No, let's go. Let's
no, hold on.
The fly jock.
Okay, Tom Joyner.
Let's do Tom Joyner. We
let's
like Tom Joyner.
Yeah.
I don't nobody
yeah.
want to be like Steve Harvey.
No.
Nobody want to be like
I don't
Steve.
Really know
I'll
like
take
that.
His bank account, but
yeah.
I won't take what
Other
he may
that.
Have done to get it or
yes.
the suits that he wears when he's making it. That I won't take.
He owns those suits. Hey, let me remind everybody, stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Now make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. You can watch us on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Y'all like my bun? Y'all? Okay, don't talk about me.
The famous
okay.
Bailey bun. That's like Juju Watkins. Is that her name? What's the ball player name? X from USC.
Juju. I don't know her last name.
What's though. Her last name? But she got the bun like Bailey got. Juju.
Yes, she does.
Shout out. Leave me alone. Leave
hey,
me alone.
Hold up.
My hair is cute.
X is gonna be the straight man of
okay.
of it because he like
he gonna be
he like yes she
yeah.
does
yeah it's cool.
Go back to work.
Right. He's like, I'm not in this.
I'm not in this. Yes, she does.
We're not doing
that.
And
then he cut his mic right off. Didn't say nothing. I'm throwing you lobs, man.
Okay.
You got to catch these.
Yeah, no. Okay, y'all, let me just, if y'all want to get involved on the show, you just want to call us and shout us out, say hi.
Yeah,
833-212-1017. That's the True Talking text line. Yeah, we just
talking real talk, but we just kicking.
Yeah. Because you know what?
Because I ain't seen Bailey in a while, so it's like us catching up at the same time as
exactly.
being on air.
Exactly.
Because if you know, we used to be on the morning show with Telly all of the time.
Yeah.
And and we were, for a little while, we was there all of the time.
Yeah.
And so this is us catching up, you know?
Yeah, this is us catching up. And we found out we're connected in more in many ways.
Right, yeah. I don't know. You saying that on air? Or
no, I'm just putting it out there. Not like that. But,
yeah,
you know, in a familial sort of way. Yeah.
Her son. I can say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Okay, her son's...
My son's brother.
Her son's brother is dating my oldest daughter.
There it is.
And so when we found that out, we was like, oh.
I was like, what?
We were like, cousin.
Yeah.
There you go. You know? We were like, and that, you know, it's Father's Day. And, you know, we'll talk about that later.
Let me just say real quick, in case we forget, get carried away, because we get pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads. If you're a dad, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
You know?
Happy Father's Day to all my brothers that are fathers.
Yeah.
All my brothers' fathers that are day fathers.
Yeah.
All of my brothers who may have lost their father, like I have.
Yeah.
Happy
Me
Father's
too.
Day to Big Wallace.
Yeah.
To my Grandpa Larry. You know what I'm saying? So
to all my
Grandpa
brothers.
Roosevelt. Yeah, there you go.
To all my brothers and cousins and what have you, relatives because you know, I got the whole Western Seaboard. They be out there listening. Shout out to y'all. Happy Father's Day.
There you go.
For those of you that don't have any biologicals, but they done moved in on you, y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Happy Father's Day to you, too. You know, because you are father figures.
To the ones that stepped in those shoes of being fathers.
Absolutely.
Not that other father may not be there, but you are stepfathers.
And to all the single moms that got to be mom and dad.
We ain't going to do that.
I'm shouting out to you.
We ain't finna do that.
No, because you know what? We are finna do that. I'm doing it.
You can't be mom and dad.
I'm going to tell you what.
Listen.
You know what?
Don't start this, Bailey.
Sometimes you got to.
Don't start it.
No.
Don't start
nothing.
I'm
telling you now. And they know.
We ain't even finna talk about Trump then. I guess we finna talk about this for the next
hour. No, we not.
Because you finna start something.
We not.
We had Truth Nation. We sat at the break, had a
but
whole
someone that had to do it.
And we had a whole plan of what we was gonna talk about. Bailey just took us off. Bailey, don't get up here talking about a single mom is mom and dad.
See, this is exactly.
Don't do that.
Get your guy.
Don't do that.
I'll talk about Trump all day.
Don't.
See,
I know
that's what I'm talking about. Let's go talk about Trump.
But no, all right. Okay.
Let's talk about the Los Angeles protest. I said what I had to say too. Let's talk about the Los Angeles protest.
Yeah.
Because that's something that, I mean.
I've been watching it, and it's yeah, it's a lot.
You know.
We have these people. But let's talk about the reason why they're protesting is because everybody knows why they're protesting at this point. If you don't know, you've been living under a rock or you just off the grid, that people are protesting because of the ice and all of this stuff, right?
Right.
So Trump decides he's going to send these ICE raids into Los Angeles, of all places. Now, if you know the history, I saw on Instagram the history of Los Angeles, and it's revolting, the way that it revolts against everything.
Yeah.
You know, Los Angeles is known to be a place, going back to the 1800s when those that worked in textile mills, walked out and started revolting and things like, so you have this, it's in the DNA of LA.
Let me tell you something, it's not just Los Angeles, it's the whole West Coast.
Yeah, okay.
And what Trump has decided to do, he started with Los Angeles because, you know, it's the biggest, quote unquote, liberal city, or they're actually sanctuary cities where they allow people to go that need, you know, some coverage or protection, so to speak, you know, from, you know, the federal government with regard to, you know, whether they're here legally or not, right? And there's a lot of sanctuary cities, one of them I grew up in, Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that he was just going to start with Los Angeles because, you know, the biggest one, right?
And it's Gavin Newsom, the biggest city in California.
Yeah.
And Gavin Newsom is one of his, you know...
Is the governor there.
Is one of his biggest opponents, and foes
yeah.
in political-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he decided he was going to start... And Gavin Newsom is probably the one that they think is going to run for president next for the Dems. So he there's all of this in play when you look at why he's doing it in L.A. But the fact that they have to have a protest against ICE is crazy. And
it
again, I say it, and I'm going to keep saying this, and this is a little bit off topic, but those ICE, though, a lot of those ICE people aren't essentially ICE. They weren't ICE 6 months ago.
Right.
They were deputized.
They're deputized.
They're deputized.
Through 287G. And what it does is it deputizes them. I talk about it a lot. Just look up 287G. I'm not going to run it down what it does. And a lot of them are Proud Boys. A lot of them are January 6ers. Even Senator Padilla, who had gotten accosted yesterday by the ICE agents when he was just asking a question of the director of Homeland Security. He's asking her a question, this Barbie girl. He's asking her a question. And
that Barbie.
And they he's a senator.
Yes.
Not I don't mean like a state senator.
Yes.
He's not an order person.
Yes.
He's not even a congressman. He's a senator.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only two from each state. That's one of after the president, those are the two you know, what else?
Right.
Even governors want to be move on to be senators, right?
Right.
So there's nothing he's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, they attacked this man, arrested this man, threw him on the ground, right?
Yeah.
But you know why they did that? Because he was about to say, I know for sure of a half a dozen of your ICE agents that are violent criminals.
Yes.
So he was about to drop the bomb in this press conference about these ICE agents who are January 6ers.
Yeah, of course. And that's why you see them with their faces covered.
Yeah.
Because they don't want everybody to know that.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't want nobody to know. But they don't want nobody to know. They saying, oh, we protecting them. And they're threatening. They're losing their life. It goes back to our original part of the conversation that we had today.
Mm-hmm.
If you scared, go to church. If you scared to be out here and you think you're on the side of right,
mm-hmm.
and you think you are doing something that is above reproach, then why are you hiding your face?
Yes, exactly.
Criminals hide their face.
Exactly.
People that are lawbreakers, people that are raiders, people that are Western wearing black hide their face.
Yes.
Why are you hiding your face?
Exactly.
What are you scared of happening?
With this whole Trump thing, there's so much more that's so much deeper. Every time we move forward, we pull back another layer of something crazy. You just go, what in the world?
Yeah, absolutely.
What in the world?
It gets so deep each time, and pause if I need to, that, like you said... See, it's Friday. We talking serious, but I'm dead serious with this.
Yeah,
Trump and his fascist ways and the fascist ways of this government and the things that they're doing. I was talking on the phone with my daughter, who is a history major, and she's the second one of my daughters because Ayanna, before she went to law school, was history as well, I believe. So their history, we talk history. That's what I did, and so we're talking about it, and she's making the comparison of what's going on today as what's going on with. With Hitler and the Nazis. If you know what happened with Hitler, Hitler came into power because they burned down a building in Germany. I want to say it was like the Congress building or something like that of Germany, the Parliament building of Germany. They burned it down and they blamed the communists for it, right?
Okay.
And so that propelled Hitler into the position of power, and then he killed everybody in front of him and he took power. But if you look at it, that's the same thing that Trump and them are doing now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're perpetuating this fire, so to speak, in Los Angeles.
Right.
They antagonize these people.
Right.
And they know they're going to protest and fight back. So now they're protesting and they're fighting back. So let's say it's an insurrection. How dare Trump say anything is an insurrection when right. he incited an insurrection on January 6th by saying we're going to overturn this vote? He incited a pure insurrection, mm-hmm. tried to get a coup going
yeah.
on,
yeah.
and it didn't. It failed, mm-hmm. and he skirted off. But how dare him call what's protesting going on insurrections only so he can use the martial law, because it has to be, Title 10 says,
right.
it has to be to call in the National Guard. It has to be a threat against the government in that place. It has to be to protect the people.
Right.
And it has to be something else, right?
Exactly.
The rule of law is out of, he called it an insurrection and kept calling it that so that he could, through executive order, take control of the National Guard.
Yes.
So that's where we are now.
He's still calling it that. We're going to talk more because you know what? There's more to it now.
Oh, yeah.
More has happened. We're going to talk right after the break. You want to get in on this conversation, our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. That's 833-212-1017. It's Truth in the Afternoon with Bailey Coleman, Damian Elzey, in for Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Check it out now.
Oh, I like that. 101.7 The Truth. Bailey Coleman and my guy, Damian Elzey,
yes.
in for Dr. Ken Harris with Truth in the Afternoon. Now, Truth Nation, please join us for the 54th annual Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee on Thursday, June 19th. The Truth will be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by our broadcast, say hello, and get some free Truth swag. That's Juneteenth in Milwaukee. Is one of the oldest and biggest Juneteenth celebrations in the country. So don't miss out on your chance to celebrate with us with our live Juneteenth broadcast presented by Hope Christian Schools and Carroll University. 101.7 The Truth celebration of Juneteenth is also brought to you by American Family Insurance, Gruber Law Offices, Molson Coors Educators Credit Union, and Associated Bank.
And also, real quick, we got the chat line out the YouTube. Y'all make sure y'all go to 101.7 The Truth. Check us out on there. Join the chat. We got Kawanda Dukes. We got Curly Q. We got Mouta Elephant. Lana Banana. We got, who else we got on here? We got,
shout out.
Sincere shout out, Ronnie Ray Real.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a name. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
We got Clarissa Lawrence. We got...
I like that name. Clarissa.
Clarissa.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, we want to give a shout-out to all of y'all. Shout-out to Curly Q. Thank y'all for saying Happy Father's Day to me mm-hmm. and not to Bailey because she's not a father.
Whatever.
Let's not go down that. You don't want to go
I
down
am
that
not,
road?
No, let's that's, not go down that's that my road. Doc we, B. Have, we have...
That's my Doc B impersonation. Shout-out to Abstract Noir. They on there. S-E-I-C-U. EVC, I see you. That's everybody.
All right, then.
Everybody, I see y'all.
All right, then. Let's go to our True Talking text line. My guy, Al.
What up, Al?
How you doing, Al?
Hey. Doing good and hey, love Al, to hear all y'all
before
here.
You start, before what's you start, up? Al.
Stop it.
Bailey
do
was
not.
Like, Bailey
do
was like,
not.
I ain't, what, what's... She ain't been up here in a while, so she ain't heard Al. She kind of missed you. I just want you
I
to know
you, Al.
That she said she missed Al.
I did.
You know what I'm saying?
I miss you, too. I Aww. Sure do. But here's the problem.
Okay.
These people dealing with immigration, see, we told them Mr. Potato Head eating scumbag heifers what to do. But they thought the power was in the flour. Now all the bakery is flat. And now they trying to sting you back. Yeah, I feel kind of sorry for you, but that's what you get when you think white is right. And the same for you Republicans, because a lot of y'all got the basics.
Mm-hmm.
You think because you white, you got some good. What did you get out of it? You ain't got no immunity from death, diseases, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents gave you the bare minimum because you was not good enough to make the cut.
Mm.
So all that baggage you got, take it up with your mammy and take it up with your pappy. And when y'all Republicans talk about speak English, Donald Trump mammy couldn't speak English.
Mm.
She came with $50 in a box. Mm. His grandpappy said they was from Scotland when they was nothing but a big double-wide trailer, big German, big back German. Mm. But because y'all have so much now, so much low self-esteem, you voted for him because you think white is right. Now, let's see that when you about to turn maggot food.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see that when your feet get cold. And I'm going to tell you another thing. While y'all talking about your Christians, you ain't no Christian. You a backsliding hypocrite. And for you married men in your house that meet first, your wife is always faking her orgasm.
Mm.
You ain't hitting the spot.
Ow.
You ain't never been that girl.
Ow.
And I hope she cheat on you with a black man.
Oh.
Bow naked with big feet. Ooh. Have a great day.
Ooh.
Wow. Bow-legged with big feet. That whole conversation might have needed to be paused.
Wasn't that bad? I heard worse.
I've heard worse from Al as well.
He was upset there though.
Heard worse from Al. That was rather tame.
But that
was on point though.
But he was very on point because you know that's a whole nother thing that we should probably talk just a little bit about is the fact that you know there are a lot of people that feel that you know when I looked at the protesting in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
I was looking for us. We wasn't there. We was unavailable.
Oh, I ain't protesting.
We was out there. We still working on the line dancing thing.
I'm not going
out there. I got the fans. I try to do the fan part. You know, the fan. I can't get the. You know how they do the fan part? I can't. I'm still working on that. That's why I couldn't make the protest. But, you know. But I'm just saying, just to be real about it, you know, this is one where. We've been sitting it out. I didn't sit the Target one out.
Yeah.
They weren't getting my money.
I'm not sitting this one out. And this is why.
I'm not saying we can't come in later on. Someplace down the road. Because I feel it. Right?
I got something for you.
But it is what Al said, right? Mm-hmm. That we've been up here protesting. We're trying to tell you. We're trying to educate you. We're trying to push it along. We're trying to work together.
We gave you a black woman.
We gave you one.
And you and as far as Latinos go, I'm going to get on that.
And you played in our face.
Listen.
So, I mean, and I do feel kind of bad for what's happening. But at the same time, their own people didn't care enough to think ahead.
Right.
To see what was about to happen.
Listen, and it wasn't really about them thinking ahead. It was more so about them having an historical problem of assimilation.
Yes.
When it comes to
mm-hmm.
Latino people in America.
Yes.
Those that come typically they want to be in, and they believe that white is right,
because yes.
even if you look at the Proud Boys leader, he's a Latino.
Yes,
he's a Latin dude,
and he believes that white,
and they
believe that they are white.
They believe that's the easiest way of becoming a part of the system here, because you know I'm not gonna be out here protesting
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel like that's what. If we protest black people,
yes,
they're called the National Guard on us faster.
Right.
It took them a couple days before they called the National Guard. They were trying to get black people out. They were trying to get more of us.
Right.
More Latino people out, more black people out. But then when they saw it was more white people because
right.
we have spread the word. And I've said it before. This mm-hmm. is not our fight.
But it's not.
But it's not our fight on the front lines. We in the back.
Right.
We're going to teach y'all what to look for. We're going to teach y'all what to do, how to do
you.
It. But in order for this, because they want us to be out there, because
yeah.
they can, in a proverbial sense, spray us with the hoses,
right.
do us the way they want to do,
right.
and then call in the National Guard, call in
right.
martial law, and say
yeah.
all of this is happening, and
yeah.
say all of that's their that was their plan. That's
yeah.
why when they first came out, when Trump first got in office, he was all his DEI stuff,
right.
all of that. He was trying to piss us off.
Right.
But we smarter than that.
Yes.
We've been doing this long enough that
long
we know
time.
We saw it coming.
Yeah.
And so we was like, nah, we straight Trump.
Don't do you.
We got social media now to make our protest on or do what we need to do. You do what you do.
Yep.
We know what you're trying to do.
Yep.
We going to sit it out. We going to see what happens. We going to call your bluff. But as far as these Latino people, you know, it's like they, you know.
They ain't get the memo.
They voted against their own interests when voting for Trump.
Yes.
Don't really matter that in the de facto tradition that most male Mexicans or people southern of the border are Proud Boys and become David Biggums of South America.
Right.
You know, David Biggums is the Dave Chappelle character where he's black, but he's a racist.
Right.
So he's basically talking bad about himself. That's what they become.
Right.
Because what they're doing to these Mexicans and these El Salvadorians and these South Americans, what they're doing to them, they're eventually going to do to us.
Yeah.
So we need to support them by however we can. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying go out there and protest, but we need to support them and what they're doing because they are the canary in the mine.
Right.
They are doing everything that they're doing to them. They're going
to
find a way. Because once they're out the way, they're going
to
come for us. And that's the history of authoritarianism,
of all of these types of
dictator governments.
And they've already said that the Chinese and the Asian folks, they coming for them, too.
Yeah, they coming for
they
all of us.
They already said we doing an all-out thing for them.
They coming. They going to go for these people here.
Yep.
And they going to, because that's the, and I call it the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, in this situation. Because every community, there's somebody that's like, whether they're here, because you see Asian men and black men who are going to get these immigrants, right?
Yeah.
So they feel like, in some form or fashion, that these immigrants are wrong for being here.
Right.
They should be here legally. They should go through these legal paths to be here, right?
Right.
So that's the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
It's easier to get them out the way.
But
once you start going at Asians, then people are like, hold up.
But here's the thing. Even the Latinos and the Asians, they're not expecting this. This is usually what happens to the black folk first.
They should have expected it because they told them what they was going to do.
From the beginning.
He told them what plan. If you read 2025.
But see, that's the problem.
That's ridiculous. That's why I said they was dumb enough to vote against their own interests in this situation. And they thought he was just saying it to be saying it. And they think, okay, if I nudge up to him, he going to change his views. And it won't be, I'm not the one he's going to get. He's going to get rid of the migrant guy that's coming across the border just to farm.
Right.
That's who he's going to get.
Right.
Joke's on them. He want them to stay now.
Right.
He want everybody else to go, but the migrant farmers can stay.
I like oranges. I need people to go pick the oranges.
Because it's hurting the farmland in the middle of America is turning their back on Trump, and Trump can't do that.
Exactly.
So joke's on them.
Exactly. But look, who was it that had, they had their own anthem? It was the Venezuelans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will vote for Donald Trump.
They're going back.
No, I think that was the Cubans.
Was that the Cubans?
That was Cubans.
Oh, okay. Well,
he sent them back too.
He sent them 500,000. Oh, yeah.
He's sending them back too.
He rounding them up first.
Yeah. He's sending them back too.
And they like, wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on.
It's crazy.
Well, okay.
It's crazy. There's so many. It's hundreds of thousands been deported. 51,000 or something been detained and all of this stuff. So you got people that self-deporting. And some people
and
are just like, I'm
this,
just out of here. I'm not finna deal with it.
All this, and what he's trying to do is beat Barack Obama's record.
Of deporting people?
Of deporting people.
But let's talk about that, because Barack and Biden deported people, but it wasn't this.
No, it wasn't this. And
the same type of immigration that they were trying to get done here. But see, he wants to incite a riot.
He does.
He wants to do this.
He does. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier about how he wants to instill fear, and what he's doing is flooding the zone. Okay, we got to go to break. We're going to come. When we come back,
we still got to talk about the National Guard.
We got to talk about the National Guard, the U.S. Marines in Los Angeles. The Marines just arrived. And we got to talk about No King's Day. It's all coming your way next here on 101.7 The Truth. Woo!
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. This is why we are hosting our third annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by Tori Lowe on Saturday, July 12th from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori Lowe will be speaking with politicians and community leaders about how we can better provide resources to stop the rise of violence. If you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to truthwalkagainstviolence.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence supported by 1MKE on Saturday, July 12th from 9 a.m. to noon. How was that?
How you get all of, that was good. How you get all this Teddy Pendergrass?
I don't know, because he must have knew I was going to throw the deep voice on him when I read that. He must know me a little bit.
Xavier!
When I get serious, the voice get deeper. It go, okay. Hey. You know, people be like,
right.
Hey, look, one time, real quick. One time I was at a community meeting.
Okay.
Over at Metcalf Park. Shout out to my people at Metcalf Park, yeah. Melody and Danielle. A cute young woman asked a question, right? And next thing you know, my voice got deep. It's just natural. It's just out of nowhere. You know, my voice got deep. And then they looked at and Melody looked at me. She was like, hold up. Why your voice get so deep? And then another lady sitting next to me was like, yeah, you done turned into Barry White up here. And everybody looking at you all. When you stop trying to be sexy at the community meeting. And it was just, it's just natural to sometimes. It just happens. You know, it just comes out of us. Pause when it's needed to.
See, but
there you go.
You've been pausing so much up in here.
They started it with the Cousin Subs.
Okay.
Of the day. We are the Cousin Subs of the day.
Yes, we are. Look at this. We are the Cousin Subs of
Bailey,
the day.
Bailey, if you were the Cousin Sub.
What sub
would you be? We already know what sub I would be.
Okay.
What sub would you be?
How about I tell you what sub I like?
Okay.
Cousin Subs.
That's fine.
I actually like the club sub from there.
You be in the club. That's
the club sub.
You would be in the club. That's the kind of sub. And didn't I sum her up right there in X? She would be in the club.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
My secondary club. I mean, my secondary sub would be like just a plain, I'm simple, turkey and cheese, you know.
Okay. All right.
I'll have the American cheese on there.
All right, cool. You want American cheese? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
All right.
Speaking of America.
I would be something with a lot of meat.
I've heard.
We're talking about real stuff, and here I go. It's Friday, y'all. I'm sorry.
All right, we get back on track.
I had to bring
y'all.
It back.
I'm sorry,
I ain't scared of it.
We only got a few minutes left, Dane. Come on now.
I'm going to own up to it. Oh, it is 5:42.
We're using up our time. So, getting back to what we were talking about serious. Here on 101.7 The Truth. Yes, serious. The U.S. Marines have arrived in Los Angeles. I mean, this is just like a total waste of money. Okay?
Yeah.
So, the Marines are there. The guard is there. Only thing missing is me. I mean, if y'all want to send me a plane ticket,
they send you out there to swing your purse.
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. I just want to go out visit
friends.
Actually.
What's crazy is, okay, so Trump took over the National Guard.
Okay, yeah.
Gavin Newsom did something that typically doesn't happen. It's only happened one time in the U.S. history where the president has taken over the National Guard, and that was to protect Black civil rights activists.
Right.
And I don't know what state it was, but it was protect them to go to school and whatever.
It was
the
down
case
south
was.
Somewhere.
It was down south somewhere, right? That's the only time it's been done.
Only time.
So Trump uses this same tactic, saying that the ICE agents they're preventing them from doing their due diligence or doing their jobs or whatever. And so they're stopping governmental agencies. So the National Guard needs to protect them to do these governmental agencies.
Mm.
So Gavin Newsom sued.
Right.
Gavin sued and won.
And won.
He won early yesterday.
Right.
It came back that he won. And by today at noon, Trump would have to hand over control of the National Guard. Because typically the National Guard is in the hands of the governor.
What had happened was, though.
But what had happened was Trump and them went to. And let me just say this. The judge that originally ruled in favor of Gavin Newsom was gangster with it. He was like, you may think you are a king or something of that nature. You may think you're a king, but you are not, and there are checks and balances.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing. He kind of snapped on him.
Yeah.
And then 3 hours later, Trump and his great whatever he does, whatever those, they found a judge.
Yeah, that, in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, of all places, San Francisco, which is supposed to be a liberal town to begin with. But that's neither here nor there. They found this federal judge that said, no, Trump is going to stay in control. And we're going to have a hearing on the 17th. And until that hearing takes place, Trump remains in control of the National Guard. So it was a loss for Trump.
Right.
Then it was a win for Trump.
Yeah.
But it may end up eventually just being a loss for Trump.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. The only thing that they can do is guard the buildings, the federal buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got is a bunch of National Guard.
Oh, that's all they can do?
That's all they can do.
Because I know in riots, they used to, you know, be on the streets. You know, I hear my mother tell the story all the time about the Milwaukee riots back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And how National Guard was on, we talk about MLK, they was on MLK and Center Station. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so In my mind, that's what I just think of that, maintaining control and right. stuff like that.
Right.
You know, so.
They backing up the local police folk there in Los Angeles.
Have you seen what the regular local police is doing?
Yeah, they doing a whole lot. They doing was on, too much.
They was on horses looking like overseers.
Exactly.
And looking like what we have depicted as overseers on slave plantations with the stick,
you know,
on a horse, banging people over the top of the head with it.
Exactly. I saw that. You know what? Here's the thing. Some of the people out there are throwing rocks and stuff. They are doing stuff.
Do you think those that are throwing the rocks and are doing the violent acts, that are they really... Are they Proud Boys? I'm being Proud Boys. When I say Proud Boys, y'all.
You mean, are they?
That means just white supremacy.
Agitators.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're agitators.
That's everybody.
I believe, you know what? I believe that they have planted agitators out there.
Of course.
Absolutely believe that they've done that.
And you know what's funny? We were protesting. Another short story, y'all. Damn time. Story time. When I was in college at Florida A&M, we were protesting something about something with the president or some, not the president of the university, right? And, you know, they watch college universities because that's how the stuff usually starts.
Right.
And that's why they were going after all of these universities. That's why they were going after all of these leaders on these university campuses, because that's how, throughout the history of protests in America, that's where it starts. And so we knew they were watching us. And so we always knew, okay, this is what they're going to do. Be on the lookout for somebody that you don't know, that you've never seen on campus, in the middle of it, telling us, we need to go do this. We need to go do that. And we used to call it called check up. And so we somewhere protesting, and one of the brothers, he was an alpha. That's why I wanted to be an alpha, because of situations like that. But he was an alpha. And he was like, check up, y'all. Check up. And then we looked around, and it was this brother. And we was like, we had never seen this brother before. So that means that person that's yelling that stuff, he ain't one of us. And so we got back to talking what we was talking, and then we said, check up again, and we looked, and he was gone. And I say all of that to say they have always deployed agitators anytime there's protest or anything like that. They have always deployed people to want you to take it too far so then they can take it too far on you.
Right.
Because if you step outside your boundary, your lanes of your rights, now they have their right to do whatever they want to do to you. And nobody wants to be that way. Nobody wants to be. And even on the King's Day.
Right.
Or No King Day.
No King Day.
I saw a post.
Which is tomorrow.
Which I saw a post along those same lines where they said, if somebody gets to acting up at a protest, we are nonviolence. We're not doing none of that. So if somebody gets to acting up, take a seat.
Yep.
And just leave the person that's throwing this and doing whatever. Leave them standing by them. So it's along those same lines.
Right.
If there's going to be agitators there, we're going to take a seat.
Yeah.
When they start doing the agitating stuff, we're not going to let them come back into be in our midst and hide within us and make it seem like it's us. No, we're going to sit down.
Yeah.
And that's pretty dope.
Yeah,
I like that.
That is.
But let's talk about No King's Day.
Okay. No King Day.
No King Day.
Tomorrow is No King Day. Now, there's supposed to be protests all over the country. And this is letting Donald Trump know that we don't want a king.
No.
That position is president. And if you don't want to be president, well, you know what you can do.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. You know, we'll talk about, and tomorrow's his birthday and everything. Okay, so we need to go to break. Okay, okay.
Xavier on us about these breaks.
He on us. He on us like our boss, showing and standing. Is it?
You guys are rolling like it's a podcast.
We just be talking, man.
We
this is what me and Bailey do.
Look, the people,
I appreciate it.
This is what we do. Okay, so look, there's some things that we want you to remember, and I guess, you know, we'll do that on the next break, but there's some things that you need to take away from this. But before we do that, Milwaukee's biggest party on the lake is back. Summerfest makes its return next Thursday. And to celebrate, the Truth is giving away Summerfest tickets all week long for you to join us. And right now is your chance to win an 18-pack of tickets so you and a friend can attend every single day of Summerfest. Call now, 833-212-1017, and be caller number 10. Right now to win the ultimate Summerfest giveaway. That's caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017. You're checking out 101.7 The Truth.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Okay, 101.7, 101.7,
The Truth. Me and Bailey got to talking and forgot
we got
on air.
We have here. What's a good book? What you do?
Blah, talk about cable and books and stuff. Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. That's how time flies when we be up here together,
I
man.
Know. Okay, we got a winner. We got a winner. Congratulations to, who's our winner? Xavier, I'm sorry.
Marquise.
Marquise is our winner, and he won an 18-pack of tickets to Summerfest.
That's a lot of tickets.
That is a lot of tickets.
That's
for, one for ticket least, for every day.
That's for so for
if you're going solo.
If you're going solo, but you know that's at least nine times with you and somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? You can't take everybody. Remember that, Mark. What did you say his name was?
Marquise.
Marquise. Marquise. Can't take everybody. Enjoy your time. Tune in to Jammin' with Juice on Monday for your next chance to win tickets to the biggest party on the lakefront, Summerfest. It's going to be great. Okay, we got to get out of here. But before we go, we got to remind you of a couple things. What are your two takeaways today, Dame?
My two takeaways are, like I saw somebody say in the chat, this is our fight, but it's just not our time to be in this fight for the Trump stuff and all of that. And going back to what I was talking about earlier, we jumping off Hip Hop Week, y'all.
Yes.
Hip Hop Week 2025.
Yes.
August 17th through the 23rd. We just announced it.
Yep.
We got the clips.
Yep.
August 17th. It's going down.
All right. Okay.
Make sure you're out there.
My two takeaways is, well, my thing is this. Look, they're flooding the zone. That's what they want to do so that you get confused and everything's going on. Just remember to follow the money. Think about the money. I'm working on the Walk It Out Fashion and Hair Show. It's going to be July 11th at the Peck Welcome Center at the Milwaukee County Zoo. You can get tickets on eventbrite.com. We'll check you out next time. And Dr. Ken Harris will be back on Monday, right?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, great. Look, Dame and I will be back next week. Next Friday, right?
Next Friday.
We'll be in for Jammin' with Juice, so make sure you keep it right here on 101.7 The Truth.
See y'all later.